You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. The Memorial Day weekend officially kicks off the summer season as people will be gathering for picnics, barbecues, and other social gatherings. In Louisiana, this is the time for crawfish boils, and if you've ever spent much time around those who boil crawfish, you've probably heard some debate about the practice of purging the crustaceans, you know, the icky part of preparing the mudbugs for cooking. Some say it's necessary, others say it doesn't make any difference. So to get at the gut of the matter, I spoke with Ray McLean, professor of aquaculture at the LSU Ag Center Rice Research Station at Rayne, Louisiana. He conducted a study on crawfish purging.
The term purging is often misused or improperly used. The true sense of the word purging refers to the evacuation of the intestinal content. And in terms of what homeowners and retail customers can do to purge crawfish, it's really very limited. The only way to purge crawfish, truly purge, in terms of evacuation of the intestinal tract, is by holding crawfish in aerated vats for 12 to 24 hours without food. And that can really only be effectively done either on the farm or at the first point of sale. So when a homeowner talks about purging, often using saltwater bath to purge, that's really does not effectively purge the animal. It's basically a wash, if you will.
So you say it doesn't work. How do you know?
We've known this for a long time, but nobody had ever documented it in a study. So a couple of years ago, we devised a little study in which we had three different treatments, if you will. We had an actual true purge where we held crawfish in aerated vats for 24 hours. We had another batch of crawfish that we went through the saltwater water bath procedure. And then we had other crawfish that we just took straight from the field without going into a purge vat or a wash bath. And we dissected the animals or group of animals from each of those different treatments, and we flushed out the intestinal tracts, and we measured the actual contents. And what we found was that only the true 24-hour purge, we were able to obtain significantly less gut content than either the saltwater bath or the non-washed crawfish.
Professor McLean said pre-washing is a good idea to clean the crawfish before boiling for a cleaner serving. And if you want to avoid the gut contents, simply remove the vein from the tail before eating. To learn more about crawfish, go to the website lsuagcenter.com and search crawfish. There's a bunch of information there. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith. Have a great weekend.